Welcome to I'm Not Supposed to Be Here, the podcast. Chapter 5 begins with Eddie at a profound low point. He's contemplating cutting his hair, getting a real job, and abandoning his musical aspirations. The mirror reflects both his outward failures, lack of money, failed public performances, and his internal despair. He feels like a complete failure, a loser, as his father often called him. The weight of his unmet ambitions seems to crush him.
The pressure to succeed, the fear of failure, these are universal themes. Eddie's public failures amplify the pain. What a crushing weight to bear. He's grappling with the humiliation and lack of tangible achievement. How do you think he's processing his disappointment?
I believe he's utilizing a defense mechanism, a form of self-preservation.
He's also isolating himself, sharing his despair with his roommates, but not fully engaging with their support, creating a chasm between his struggles and their presence. The somber vibe in the apartment speaks volumes about the collective weight of unrealized dreams. They're all collectively in a state of disillusionment. His bandmates, Ariel, James, and Elvis, are present but not actively participating in solving the problems or offering effective support to each other. This shared experience of failure is a collective burden, deepening their discouragement.
Precisely. His self-assessment is harshly critical, bordering on self-destructive. He uses very strong words, pathetic, embarrassment. It's a deep plunge into despair. The contrast between his internal turmoil and his external circumstances is striking. He is surrounded by people who share his dreams, his situation, yet they cannot bridge the gap in each other's emotional needs. His narrative almost feels like a descent into depression, isolating him from his friends and even himself. This is concerning.
It's interesting to note that even in this depressive state, a spark of his original self remains, hinting at the resilience that will likely save him from completely succumbing to his despair. He states, "Sometimes it's good to face the facts and walk away and see life from a different perspective. Realize that there's more to life than music and dreams and being happy. You start to accept that you're in control of nothing. Fate will do with you what it wants." That shows a glimpse of self-awareness, even if it's a temporary escape.
He's acknowledging a degree of acceptance, even surrender. But then, significantly, he contradicts himself. The memories of his passion, his friendships, the experiences, linger. His dream isn't simply a fleeting fancy. It's woven into the fabric of his identity. This internal conflict is what drives the plot forward. He impulsively rejects the haircut, highlighting his inherent unwillingness to relinquish his dreams completely. The unexpected invitation to perform 15 concerts in Italy, conveyed in broken Italian and Spanish, is a sudden, life-altering event. This unexpected turn of events is incredible.
The initial reaction from the bandmates is disbelief. They've endured so much disappointment, they struggle to embrace the possibility of success. Eddie's excitement is infectious, but their hesitation highlights their collective trauma of previous failures. How would you react if you received such news after a prolonged period of setbacks, Sophia?
My immediate reaction would be to manage my expectations while remaining cautiously optimistic. I would proceed methodically, focusing on the concrete aspects, contracts, logistics, arrangements, rather than allowing myself to be overwhelmed by the emotional impact of the sudden news.
Their meticulous preparation in the following days shows a shift in their mindset. They actively address the logistical challenges, song lists, travel arrangements, passports, displaying proactive problem-solving skills that were not so evident in the initial chapter. This shows the power of hope and the potential for transformation when faced with a compelling opportunity. The transformation of their attitudes and spirits is something to behold.
Their restrained celebration is realistic, considering their past experiences. They've learned to temper their expectations to avoid the crushing disappointment of unfulfilled promises. This cautious optimism perfectly embodies their experience and knowledge of the precarious nature of their profession. Their dedication to planning, however, indicates a deep-seated desire to see this opportunity through.
The successful deposit of 50% of the performance fee is a tangible affirmation of their progress. It marks a significant milestone, breathing new life into their plans. It's a powerful moment. The detailed description of the journey, from the preparations, the flight, their arrival in Rome, and the subsequent concerts, vividly brings the events to life.
Their first concert in Rimini is a resounding success, fueled by the shared energy of the band and the enthusiastic audience. The impact of their music resonates within the room. The way that Eddie experiences the show is remarkable. He describes it as if time slowed down, highlighting the intense emotional impact of this triumphant moment.
The tour continues through various Italian cities, each show a resounding success, filled with passionate performances and engaged audiences. The concerts are described as battles fueled by their collective determination. The detail about the sold-out shows, the excitement, the media attention, the visit to the Vatican, all of these contribute to a compelling narrative of escalating success.
The tour culminates in Milan, but unexpectedly, the Milan show faces a significant challenge: low ticket sales. The initial reaction is despair and anxiety, especially for Eddie. The success of the tour becomes threatened, and Eddie grapples with the possibility of failure. There is a significant shift in the tone here. He becomes despondent.
Yet they choose to honor their commitments and perform for the small audience that shows up. The decision reflects their dedication to their fans. This is a testament to their unwavering professionalism despite the economic risks. Even more impressively, the Milan show becomes a triumph. What an incredible feat. The audience connects with them on a deep emotional level, creating a shared experience that elevates the concert beyond mere music. It's no longer about just numbers, but about a true connection.
The final concert in Milan is a resounding success. Despite initially low ticket sales, the performance connects deeply with the audience, highlighting the power of human connection and the unexpected triumphs that life sometimes delivers. They are going back to Miami with new dreams and a new outlook on the world. Will their newfound success in Italy lead to further international tours, expanding their reach and influence? And after facing such significant challenges, will Tocchi di Quetta remain together, united by their shared journey?
What will the future hold for each member of Tocchi di Quetta individually? And how will Eddie's newfound international fame affect his relationships with his bandmates? Will they maintain the balance between their artistic aspirations and their personal lives?
We'll explore these questions and more in our next episode. As we continue this compelling story, don't forget to follow, share, and subscribe. And be sure to check out the award-winning docuseries on Tubi, the audiobook, and the soundtrack for the motion picture I'm Not Supposed to Be Here. And most importantly, join us next time to discover whether Eddie's dream will finally become a reality.